with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A private prison company is having their appeal heard by the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from the GEO Group, which runs a private prison in Colorado. The company is still facing a lawsuit from 2014 claiming immigration detainees were forced to work and paid only $1 a day. The company says the immigrants can't sue because the facilities are run on behalf of the government, which is immune from such lawsuits. Similar lawsuits have been brought on behalf of immigration detainees elsewhere. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is quietly examining his presidential prospects as a possible 2028 Democratic nominee. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Guy Cherokee of Real Clear Politics says the Pennsylvania governor is trying to appeal to both sides of the Democratic Party for their support.
In order to be president, he has to be the Democratic nominee. In order to be Democratic nominee, he wants to make sure he has the ability either to be the darling of progressives or the darling of moderates.
Cherokee says the trick will be appealing to both groups. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is outraged by the attack in Colorado.
We have seen two horrific cases of anti-Semitic violence in our country in the last 2 weeks, and it is unacceptable to this president and this White House. And rest assured to all Jewish Americans across our great country, this president has your back, and he's not going to allow anyone to take part in violent terrorism, acts of terrorism in our country.
The suspect said he specifically targeted what he called Zionist groups. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 35 points, the NASDAQ rose 128. This is SRN News. Another battle over a T-shirt.
The parents of a teenager in New Brunswick, Canada, are calling on lawmakers to take action after their son was suspended for wearing a straight pride shirt to school. The teenager was accused of committing a hate crime and sent home. Here in the U.S., the Supreme Court declined to take up a similar case in Massachusetts, where a boy was punished for going to school wearing a shirt that stated there are only two genders, male and female. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California is trying out a complicated new system for allowing boys to compete against girls in school sports, but give the girls medals anyway. The plan would recognize a male, female, and transgender winner for each event in high school track and field. Sophie Laurie of California's Family Council doesn't like the idea. She says if they have to create special exceptions and backdoor rule changes to placate frustrated athletes, that's not equality, that's a confession. SRN News. Markets ticked up slightly.
Stocks shook off an early slide on Wall Street and drifted back closer to their records. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday. The index is coming off its biggest monthly gain in over a year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 35 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. Stocks had been down almost 1% early in the day, following some discouraging updates on manufacturing. The market rallied back as the day progressed. Gains for a handful of big tech stocks helped offset weakness elsewhere in the market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Space weather forecasters say northern lights may be visible in parts of the northern United States following weekend solar storms. The sun burped out another burst of energy Monday that's headed to Earth. Colorful auroras may be seen throughout much of the upper United States. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.